Night Train to Memphis by Elizabeth Peters. For Sharon McCrum, with love and thanks. Acknowledgements. At the risk of sounding like a giddy young first published author who thanks everybody except the electrician, I must acknowledge the assistance of many friends and friendly experts in writing this book. I couldn't have gotten myself or Vicky to Amarna without the help of Dennis Forbes, editorial director of KMT, a modern journal of ancient Egypt, and that journal's special projects editor, George B. Johnson. They were mines of information and the most congenial of fellow travelers. Kent Weeks of the American University in Cairo good-naturedly informed me that I couldn't possibly get Vicky away from Amarna via the route I had proposed, and suggested an alternative. Peter Dorman, director of the Oriental Institute's Epigraphic Survey, and his wonderful crew at Chicago House, fed me, instructed me, entertained me, and dragged me up and down the cliffs of the West Bank, searching for an imaginary tomb. Practically everybody connected with the American Research Council in Egypt amiably endured my pressing inquiries and pervasive presence. Terry Waltz, executive director, Mark Eastern, Cairo director, and Mark's associates Barbara Fudge and Amira Khattab. To all of them, my affectionate thanks. The basic inspiration for the book came from an earlier trip to Egypt and the two friends who accompanied me on a Nile cruise. One couldn't ask for more delightful companions than Charlotte and Aaron Elkins, and there is no truth whatever to the rumor that I stole my plot from Aaron.